Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So before I discovered the IUD, I had regular monthly periods, and they were rough. In fact, I had my period when I took my SAT. That's one of the reasons why I got a 1450, I think. I had my period on my wedding day. I mean, I hated having a period. Now, I'm grateful for my body functioning the way it did because I could have two wonderful children, but... You know, nowadays there's all sorts of things that kind of help you control your period and stop your period. But for those people that don't have access to them or don't tolerate them, every month is nerve-wracking. You're in pain. I would get bad headaches, bad cramps. You're worried about the leaking. You know, I mean, I would be doing 36-hour shifts. And so you're worried about toxic shock, you know, because if you're in an 8-hour surgery and you're like, you need to change the tampon, there was no one to discuss this with, because if you did, if I had to tell a surgeon I was doing a commando procedure with, not commando naked, but a ear, nose, and throat procedure, and if I had said, look, I'm going to have to change out my tampon in between this, we women, especially in the 90s, had to try to hide any sort of obstacles we had being a woman in a quote-unquote man's world. And so we just pushed through it. And it was rough. It was rough. I mean, I wish I could have had an IUD. I wish, I'm so grateful that my students now, they're like, I don't have to have my period. I don't have to have my period on call. And who knows if that is good in the long run, but it sure makes work easier. Well, a country such as Spain is looking at giving women menstrual leave, where they would get 3 days off every month to deal with their period. Now, some of us have 8-day periods. Some of us have only 2-day periods. But some of us have no cramps. You know, after I had children, the cramps really weren't that bad. So, no one's going to ask you. So every woman will now essentially get to take 3 days off for their period. And some people are touting this as an amazing measure. Spain is going through a lot of... they're going through a lot of changes now in terms of abortion coverage and birth control coverage and all sorts of things. And so this is a way for them to be more inclusive and helping females. But other people are worried that this menstrual leave could actually hurt women. And so I'm mixed, because I got to tell you, if you suffer from a bad period and you're calling out every month and you're ending up using your leave because of the migraines or the pain or the bloating, or you feel like you can't leave a bathroom. Well, what if your periods are that bad? Definitely see a provider, you know. But it helps to have that little, that leave you could rely on and you could access. But on the flip side, you know, employers might not want to hire women if all the women in their office are going to be taking advantage of 3 days off a month. And even though that doesn't seem like a lot, on top of sick leave, on top of vacation leave, on top of stress days, on top of maternity leave, it starts to add up. And having staffed, and, you know, most of my staff were women, we were very, very, you know, I tried to overstaff whenever I could, because people would call out. You know, that's what happens when you have staff full of women. You know, they will, I understand that. But if you have a bunch of women, say, look, we work together. And because we work together, our periods align. And then what if they all take their 3 days off at the same time? And studies have been mixed on this effect, where when you work with each other, your periods are all aligned. What's an employer to do? If you have to run a hospital, if you have to run a restaurant, if you have to run a business, you're going to be then forced to hire men that aren't going to take off. And some people worry that this could stigmatize women as a quote-unquote weaker employee. If I hire you, you're going to be taking at least 36 days off a year for your period. So I got to factor that into your salary. Or I have to factor that in to your role, because if you're going to be always off, you know, and it won't necessarily align, it won't be a very, very consistent time, it starts to put women at a disadvantage. And there's some women who might not need it. And if they're like, but I need to work, I need to work. And then their friends are like, but okay, now that messes me up. You know, women have to choose between sisterhood and not. And I do think you'll have some women there going, look, I don't even need it. I don't have bad cramps. I mean, I used to get out of class all the time to do that. Every month in class, if I didn't like a class, I would go to my teacher when I have cramps. I could go to the nurse, lie there, and take a nap. I go, I feel better, and go back to class. Every time I want to avoid a class, I could do that. You know, and I'm not saying all these women are faking it. Trust me, I had rough periods. And doing 36-hour calls were rough. So I like the idea of having that access to leave. But at some point, these employers are going to find that having females might put them in a disadvantage financially, staff-wise, liability-wise. You know, I told you when a lot of companies were kind of jumbling around how to handle accusations of harassment, you know, by male, you know, from female employees to male employees. Some employers are like, should I just have a room of men? This way, there's no way for me to watch every guy and watch what every guy says. If it's men, I don't have to worry about a harassment suit. Well, you know, that's sadly where we're going. And I didn't bust my ass all these decades to work alongside men and to have men trust that women could do as good a job as them. For now, employers to go, well, gosh, if I have a woman, I got to worry about her accusing somebody of harassment or her feeling, abused, or her needing to take time off for periods, or her need to take. And sadly, you might have some employers take heck with it. You know, we'll hire the bare minimum amount of women possible. So I don't know. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Does menstrual leave help or hurt women? Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm a little mixed on the whole tipping thing, all right? Because I was a waitress, a food server in medical school. And I lived on those tips. I was getting jackedly squat as an hourly wage because tipped employees, that's how it worked. If you got tips, then employers don't necessarily have to, on top of that, pay you minimum wage. Some states have done away with that. But I lived on the tips, and the tips were good. I was able to pay off my little mini truck that I bought. I had bought a new truck for like $6,000. This was in the 90s. It was an Isuzu, and I bought that, and I had payments, and I was able to pay it off. I was able to give my money to my brother to help him go through college, and long story with that. But I used the whatever student loans I needed to cover my school, and then I was able to work. And those tips saved my butt. And if people tipped me, it was great. Tipping back then should have been about 15%. Sometimes I got a really good tip. Sometimes I didn't. And in fact, if I thought I was only going to get a few dollars tip, sometimes what I would do is when I would give change, I would give change. I'm such an idiot. So one of the other waiters taught me that, you know, just give them a 5 and a 10, because when they have to drop the chain, when they have to drop your tip, they'll drop a whole 5 then, or the whole 10. So I'm teaching the new waitress, but my voice my voice carries. So you can, so you can hear me help train the new waitress on how to tip. And I'm like, no. Don't give them singles. Don't give them singles. Give them a 5 with them, because then they'll have to turn around and give you the 5. So I walk out there with her. You know, is there anything else I can get you? Here's your change. You see them hold like 3 singles, and they give me the 3 singles. They're like, ah, damn. So, but listen, I lived on the tips. The problem we have now is inflation. And so you go and you get like, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you go to some of these resorts, you're paying $12, $15, $17 for one drink. And people don't know that. So they go up to the bar thinking they're going to get a $5 well or something. And all of a sudden they go, these drinks cost $60. And they weren't budgeting that. So they just barely get through paying the $60. Meanwhile, the bartender doesn't get their tip. And a lot of people, sadly, in these industries are going, look, we're not getting tipped. And it's not our fault. It's just the prices are up. And it really hurts a lot of tipped workers because, you know, if your employer is, busting up the price, then you know, people are going to cut where they could cut. And since a necessarily tip is not mandatory, people will try to save there. And so a lot of people are concerned with inflation, with where we're going with the recession, that tips are going to drop. Now, I've been tipping 20%. Norm used to be 15%. And I've always just done 20 as a waitress. I've tipped 20%. I mean, if the service is good, you know, if the service is I'll tip 15%. You know, if the service sucks, I'll still tip 15. That's my bottom. But if the service is good, I'll do 20%. If it's really, really good, I'll do like 25%, maybe even more. I've tipped 40%, 50% sometimes, you know, because they're just, you know, they're awesome and I like them and that. It's rare when I do that, but I'll do that. Well, one of you had asked me about a month ago. You were watching, I guess, Geraldo Rivera was talking about tips, saying post-pandemic is 25%. I had tipped 25 to 30% once restaurants were opening after lockdowns. Because you would see the place, you would see that they could only be on 50% or 35% occupancy, that I'm like, okay, these people aren't making money. And if ticket workers aren't feeling like they're getting money, then why would they come to work? And then nobody's going to be able to open up. So I did tip post-pandemic higher. So post-pandemic, 25, 30%, I think is absolutely reasonable. But now we're technically post-pandemic, but we have inflation. And so I ask you guys, what are you guys tipping? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are you tipping 15%, 20%, 25%, 30%, you know, less? I am frustrated with the concept of tipping. You know, I told you guys I would set up a birthday party for my kid and would go to a place that would be more expensive than it should have been. And in their price, they said, because you're paying for the crew. So you're renting the place, but this is what you're paying for crew to be there. So I'm like, great. And then all of a sudden, you're like, but you have to add a tip. And so you're almost, you know, like, but I thought the reason why it's so ballooned is because we're paid, and I get it, you know, and I tipped. But, why isn't the crew getting that money? My problem isn't high tips. My problem is, why aren't employers paying their employees more so we don't have to? If you're raising the price of a sandwich or a hamburger, to $18, $19 from $12 6 months ago. Why isn't that extra $5, $6 going to your staff? Well, they say it does. Well, yeah, because minimum wage went up. Or, you know, we have to hire supplies and we have to, you know, pay for leave and things like that. But then it's on the consumer to tip more. So where we're going with recessions, and it always seems to happen, is any of these service industries really get hurt. And it's because people cannot afford the tip. If you have people not being able to afford a $5.65 gallon of gas that's in my area, you think they'll be able to drop a $20, $30, $40 for a tip? You know, when we've really limited going out, but when we do go out, it's going out for special occasions. And sometimes these tips are $80 to $100. That is a lot of money. Now, the server deserves it, but the average person can't, at some point it's going to crack. And people are going to skimp where they're going to skimp. Now, in Pennsylvania, there's some changes coming for those workers. Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry Secretary announced regulations to change their Minimum Wage Act rules by updating how employers pay tipped workers and ensuring that salaried employees with fluctuating schedules are appropriately compensated for overtime. So for a tipped employee adjusted for inflation since 1977, it increases the amount of tips an employee must receive monthly from $30 a month to $135 before an employer could reduce their hourly wage from $7.25 an hour to as low as $2.83 per hour. So what's happening there is where I was, I don't know if I made a buck or $2 an hour when I waited tables. What a lot of employers do is if you're tipped, this is what you make. But if people are like, I'm not getting tipped. I mean, some of these tip jobs, wow, what you take home tips, it's amazing. And in order to get to those bars or get to those clubs, where you're going to make those tips, it takes, you know, connections. I mean, they're jobs that nobody, I mean, they, you know, people are making $500,000 easy at some of these, you know, casinos with the amount of tips they can make. But for the average, you know, breakfast, restaurant, you know, so these people are making a crappy wage. And then on top of that, it's like, well, because you make tips. Well, if you're only making $30 in tips a month, it's not worth it. So what Pennsylvania is doing is saying if there's a minimum number of tips that they're making. Now, some people might not like it because they don't report their tips. If they get cash tips, if they don't have to tell their employer, then they get to pocket it and they don't pay taxes on it. So some employees might not like this because now they have to prove to their employer what they made in tips. Now that gets documented, so it'll be insurance or it'll be IRS fraud if you don't pay on those. So it's a complicated system, and I think it's a messed up system. Now, is it Japan or some countries, they pay their staff so well that you don't tip. So customers are told, don't tip. That you pay this price, it's a high price, and we tip the employees. The problem with that is we know employees get screwed. So many of us still tip. You know, we're like, look, you know, I know it says don't tip, don't tip, don't tip. I can't tell you how many times I go to places that go, don't tip, don't tip, you don't need to tip. I still do. You're like, well, you know what, this is for your kid. Or this is, you know what I mean? Or I'll buy him lunch or something like that. In medical offices, you don't tip, right? But I'll like bring goodies to people in that because everybody appreciates that. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Where we're going right now is people cannot afford gas, they can't afford food. You know, for them to do a 20 or 25% tip post pandemic. Is going to make them make choices on, you know, and sadly it's going to affect a lot of workers out there. 1-877-DOCDALI.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen. kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden ordered flags lowered on Wednesday as the U.S. marked 1 million COVID-19 deaths.
1 million empty chairs around a family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president called on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. On Thursday, Finland's leaders came out in favor of applying to join NATO, and Sweden could do the same within days. It would be a historic realignment on the continent 2.5 months after Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Sweden has avoided military alliances for more than 200 years, while Finland adopted neutrality after its defeat by the Soviets in World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News. A federal appeals court says a California law banning sales of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 years of age is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the 10-month-old law infringes on Second Amendment rights. The judge cited the young adults who fought and died in the American Revolution to help establish America and eventually the Constitution that protects the right to bear arms. Republicans are pushing back against Democrats who have remained silent on abortion rights protesters setting up shop outside Supreme Court justices' homes, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
All Americans should agree that judges and juries ought not to be subjected to threats or intimidation campaigns. They want to use intimidation to influence the outcome in a pending case.
Someone leaked the 98-page draft to Politico earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly, a show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a couple states are advancing menstrual products be provided in school bathrooms, but also boys' bathrooms. And this is drawing some controversy over what taxpaying dollars are going to. So in Oregon, it's the Menstrual Dignity Act. I mean, menstrual and dignity are rarely, you know, in a sentence. So it's a nice name. It doesn't really have the ring I expected it to have. It's very hard to be dignified when you're always worried about your pad or leaking, and periods are not fun at all. But in July of 2021, Democratic Governor Kate Brown signed the controversial Menstrual Dignity Act. It requires all K-12 schools to provide free sanitary products to students along with instructions on their use. Starting next year, products will be available in all restrooms, male, female, and all gender, in every PPS building where education occurs. according to the Portland School District. To ensure timely compliance, PPS has ordered 500 dispensers. Dispensers have been installed in all elementary and middle school restrooms and will be installed in all remaining bathrooms, including boys' restrooms, next year. Instructions on how to use the tampons and pads will be posted in all bathrooms, because obviously we're concerned about toxic shock and, you know, when young girls use tampons, many times we have to remind them about how often they need to be changed so they don't leave them in, not to forget about them. And they also encourage parents to talk to their kids about reducing the shame and stigma surrounding getting their periods. In March, the Education Department has issued Menstrual Dignity for Students Toolkit, containing instructions on how to use them and menstruation-positive language. Importantly, the Menstrual Dignity Act, they say, affirms the right to menstrual dignity for transgender, intersex, non-binary, and two-spirit students by addressing the challenges that some students have managing menstruation while minimizing negative attention that could put them at risk of harm and navigating experiences of gender dysphoria during menstruation. They say research also connects gender-affirming bathroom access to support student safety at school. Now, having tampons in a boy's bathroom in case there is a trans male who has their period, it's nice. It's a nice thing to do. But I know what school kids do. We had tampon dispensers in my bathroom growing up. They were always empty because somebody breaks into them and plays with them and, you know, throws them up on the ceiling and stuffs toilets with them. So it's a nice thing to do, but you know kids are going to be messing with them. And then is that a waste of taxpayer money? If somebody said, Dahlia, would you like to have tampons available for cis trans girls? I'm like, that's fantastic, but can there be can they get them from the nurse? Is there a way they could get them with that? Because, you know, if a woman thinks here's the thing I'm concerned about. Okay, so whenever I, let's say, was having that time of the month, I tried to have plenty of pads or tampons. If I didn't, I would hope to God there was something I could borrow. If you expect that there's going to be some in a bathroom, like the teachers' restrooms would always have them, I could run, make it there, and no. If not, you got to like wad up a bunch of toilet paper. If these kids are going to expect that that bathroom has them, and you know kids like I know kids, I mean, even when they needed a dime, these suckers got broken into. These kids are going to expect them to not be there. And then that's a waste of taxpayer money. I'd really like to know how, especially in the boys' bathrooms, they are going to protect theft, because that's our tax dollars. Well, I don't live in Oregon. New Jersey Senate has advanced a bill that will require free menstrual products to be provided in all school bathrooms, including boys' bathrooms. Supporters of the bill addresses period poverty. Students from low-income families often struggle to access proper menstrual products. No student should have to worry about affording these basic necessities. They're all right. I don't disagree with anything they're saying about, you know, people can't afford them, people need to be able to have access to them. But these boys, especially, I mean, I have boys. I see my boys' friends. I hung out with boys. They're going to play with them. They're going to break into it. They're going to, I mean, it's a toy to them. I mean, and kids aren't worried about cancel culture. You can't say, well, playing with a tampon violates Title IX. They don't care about that. They're going to take them. They're going to shove them up their nose if they have a nosebleed. They might clean their butts with them. They go and so, you know, I think we need to really start having some fiscal conversations. And I think there's a lot of push to be diverse, inclusive, and everybody's passing bills left and right saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, you know, so it looks like we are, doing it for the cause. But eventually we're going to run out of money. And somebody is going to feel like it's an unpopular position to say, look, guys, you know, we lost thousands of dollars in unused tampons because they were stolen. Are you against tampons for transgender and non-binary? No, I'm just saying we lost this money. Is there a way we could, you know, dispense them a little bit more prudently? I don't know. And so, I mean, I don't mind. If you want to have tampons in a boys' bathroom, that's fine. But, I mean, don't make taxpayers pay for it. Don't take funding that could be, you know, protecting the border, protecting, you know, going to kids with cancer, you know, to fill up every day, you know, tampons in a bathroom that gets stolen. I mean, are you going to now have to pay for a guard that stands in front of it? And how many girls are going to want to have to then, you know, I don't know. There might just be a better way. And I would like to know, what is the disconnect? Where did the process fail in terms of kids being able to get a pad or tampon from the nurse or from a teacher? Where did that breakdown happen? And I get a lot of us were in class going, dope. Like, oh, are you kidding me? So it would be nice, but they were never available in the bathroom because the dispensers were always out. So we'd have to get a whole bunch of toilet paper and then run to the nurse. Now, again, it would be nice to eliminate that and let there be tampons, but trust me, this is what kids do. They're going to vandalize. I mean, what was that one challenge where they would steal things and put it on TikTok? They were stealing things from a bathroom and putting them on TikTok. Kids are going to be kids. Some of you have a baby that's a Generation Alpha. They're like, my baby is not going to do any of that. Yes, they will. I, as a kid, you know, when I saw my friends take toilet paper, wet it, and then throw it up on the ceiling and it would stick, that was cool. So then I did that. So then I went to the bathroom, I grabbed it, I got toilet paper, wadded it up. When I was really younger, I stuffed one of the toilets at a hospital because I was hanging out. My grandfather was in the hospital, so I was bored. So this kid got me into trouble saying, hey, let's stuff the toilets with toilet paper. So I did. And the toilet started overflowing. It's not funny. But I had the biggest whooping from that one. But, this is what kids do. Water, toilet paper, and tampons are fascinating. Because you put a little bit of water, that sucker expands. It's scary how it expands, but it does. Yeah, I think while we're in the spending mode to look like we're being all woke, we it doesn't do a kid any good if somebody stole them all. 1-877-DOLLAR.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahh.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, I got some breaking news. Got to break this to you here. All right, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. I'm sorry, I had to do a double take with this one. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you guys know I am not an expert in sex. In fact, I don't often talk about sex because many of you look to me as, you know, a source of knowledge and a source of information. So when it comes to sex and successful sexual encounters, I really can't help you there, okay? I don't think I have allowed anybody to have a sexual successful encounter. Honestly, you know, I have two kids, but I really think it took God to make that happen. So, you know, but I am here to share the news. And I guess the FDA has just approved, I think, the first of its kind panties that women could wear during oral sex to protect against sexually transmitted illnesses. So I'm intrigued because I love to wear as much clothes as possible during sex. So this could be pretty interesting. So we're being told by Daily Mail that the FDA has cleared ultra-thin panties that a woman can wear during oral sex to prevent the transmission of sexually transmitted infections. It's called Laurels for Protection, sold by Los Angeles-based Laurels, received an FDA approval for its ability to prevent the transmission of STIs during oral sex while still allowing for the woman wearing them to experience pleasure. The product is intended for women who either suffer from an STI, have a previous condition that makes them want to be more cautious when engaging in oral sex, or have another condition that could make oral sex worrying for them. They think STI protection should be sexy, wearable, and feel damn good. Now, I'm looking at the underwear. I have to admit, the underwear, I mean, it does look like good underwear. I mean, I like wearing my husband's underwear because I forget what the material, you know, I'm going to bring this in. I'll bring his underwear in, and I'll show it to some of you, and then you guys tell me exactly what's the material. I mean, I could look at the package. It's not cloth. It's not the tidy whities. They're boxer briefs, and they're not silk, but they have, it's not a polyester. It's a nylon. It's what you work out in, your workout shirts. It's that. And I love that. I could wear that underwear all day long. And they're like shorts. They're like shorts. Yeah, they got the kind of the hole in front, but, you know, you have to kind of open it up so you can wear them. I can wear them outside when I do gardening. I love my husband's boxer briefs, but it's this material that is, I'll figure it out. I'll bring it to work, and you guys tell me what material it is. But the underwear is supposed to be worn during oral sex. The woman's partner can perform fellatio on top of the underwear. They say the pleasure will get through the ultra-thin layer of fabric. Now, some of you would say, okay, if you could pleasure somebody while they're wearing underwear, why can't you do it already? Much of this underwear is thin. Well, much of the fancy underwear we have, it has an extra layer of cloth, just in case you have a period or discharge or something. So most underwears are extra reinforced in the lily area, in the perineal area. The perineal is the area between vagina and rectum. And it has like an extra layer just in case you bleed or something like that. And many of those women during our period years were like, thank God for that extra layer because that really saved our butts before we could get, you know, some toilet paper or a pad or whatever. So there are two different styles. There's the bikini style, which looks like regular panties, or the shorty, which are briefs. I don't like the briefs, per se. I don't like women have underwear that are briefs. They're like granny panties. I don't like those. I'm going to wear my husband's underwear, the boxer briefs, probably when I'm a grandma. I just like them. Because if I'm ever caught in my underwear, I'm just in boxers. It's like no big deal. I like boxers a lot. So they said this is not the first product intended to be used. There are dental dams, and this is where they got it from. Dental dam is a small latex or polyurethane sheet that a person could put over their vagina before oral sex to prevent fluid transmission. The CDC instructs people how to use a dental dam, and I've talked to you guys about dental dams. You could even take a condom, cut the tip, open, so like let's say you guys aren't necessarily doing penetrating sex and you guys want to do oral sex, but you want to use a condom, so you could take a condom, you cut the tip off, you open it up, don't have the jelly side there, and then you can put it on down there, and then they can use that as a barrier. Condoms are popular. Dental dams are rarely used, you know. They also don't necessarily provide against HPV or herpes. So one thing that this is very significant is, so, you know, much of the STDs isn't so much from penetration. Many of the STDs is skin on skin. So when somebody gets herpes, it isn't necessarily from the penetrating sex. It's because there's obviously some contact around that area. And so, you know, when somebody has herpes and, you know, they would talk to me as their doctor about, you know, well, so what do I do? When do I bring it up? First date, third date, you know, I'm using condoms. Is that enough? the condoms aren't, because if your little cluster of blisters are somewhere in the groin area, then, you know, or female, male, whatever, it's going to, you know, sadly, you know, expose. So I've been wondering how, you know, same thing with HIV. If there's cuts, you know, let's say you shave or you wax, and now you have these bumps and breaks in your skin, and somebody else, your partner does too. Well, now you have open skin on open skin microscopically. So I like the idea. I just don't know how practical. You know, I mean, I have tried to, in all my sexually active years, ask to wear as much clothes as possible. And no, people don't like that. They want all the clothes off. And so for you to now be dressed down there, you know, I do like the idea that for some who are, you know, not feeling like they have enough of an opportunity to provide consent, you know, you wearing them for the first part of sex, you know, might buy you some time. But, you know, the FDA is working on it. I just don't know if these wearables are going to really be as practical. And I kind of hope that, you know, we keep coming up with new things. While I have you guys, this new profile pic app, remember we spoke about yesterday about how it might be Russian spyware? Because one of the addresses that was listed with the app looked like it was in Moscow, Russia. And Daily Mail had reported it looked like one of the owner of that app, where all these people on social media are making their profile picture in a cartoon, was in an apartment behind the Russian ministry. Snopes looked into it. They say that the owner says they're not in Russia, but they are in the British Virgin Isles. And they looked up, they reached out to Lime Rock Investments, and they said that it is true the domain was registered to the Moscow address. It is the former Moscow address of the founder of the company. He does not live in the Russian Federation at the moment. By now, the address has changed in order to avoid any confusion. They say we are a British Virgin Islands company. Our app is being developed by an international team with developmental offices in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. So, I mean, I don't know if we can trust anything in Belarus right now or Russia with everything going on. And some people are saying, yeah, we need to help the Ukrainians by using this app. I, if you want to help the Ukrainians, donate to the Red Cross. Tell the United Nations to get off their butts. But be very careful with some of these apps on social media because we just don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.